Friday at 5, which means it is time for Local Artist Showcase here on WTZQ. Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. I have one more all Christmas-themed show to share with you. I have received so many Christmas tunes, both this year and the last couple of years, that at this point, I'm very excited that I've been able to completely fill these shows up with Christmas tunes. So I appreciate everybody who has sent Christmas tunes my way, and I'll be back to taking my normal submissions here in the new year. So get those ready to send my way. Of course, you can send them before the new year, but we'll really be kind of, I will be really starting to focus on that in January. And my goal is always is to have more interviews, more people coming in. And I may even, I've not totally decided this yet. I was just kind of thinking about it while I was sitting here. I may do kind of a year in reflection on next week's show. And I don't know. Next week's show may be a little bit different. I haven't quite decided yet. But this week, I have a ton of Christmas tunes, like I said, to share with you. I'm also, of course, going to be telling you where you need to be this weekend to hear live music. And I don't want to get too much further without going through my housekeeping items here, especially thanking the businesses that make this show possible, including Flat Rock Cinema, home of the Magnolia Concert Series, The Purple Onion down in Saluda, Octopus Garden Smoke Shops, J&M Farms, and Oklawaha Brewing Company. You can tune into the show every Friday at 5 or Saturday at noon when the show re-airs. You can also stream the show throughout the week by visiting WTZQ.com. Also, if you are an artist or a venue, like I said, I'm going to be taking non-holiday submissions again, so you can send those my way by emailing 1600@WTZQ.com. Let me know what you got going on in the new year. Let me know if you've got any album releases, single releases, anything of that nature. And of course, make sure you include your live shows as well and MP3 or WAV files of music you want me to consider. I think that's it for my housekeeping items here at the top of the show. I got a submission this week for this first song. This one doesn't need really all that much introduction. I am just going to play it for you and let you enjoy it. This is a super clever original tune that was sent my way by Victoria Bear. So I hope you enjoy. This is her song, Santa's Got a Tinkle.
When they get the urge to go, in mid-flight all the rooftops they do sprinkle. But their big jolly driver can't just point it down below. Oh, what to do when Santa needs to tinkle? Mrs. Claus tried packing him a Coke bottle or two. Wish I could help, she said, her eyes a twinkle. But he'd wetted both his mittens by the time his task was through, and he knew there must be a better way to tinkle. Santa's got a tinkle. Across the Georgia line, but it gave his cheerful forehead a new ring. felt a shotgun barrel pressed against his pink behind. A redneck shack's no place to stop and tinkle. Now P, it stands for problem, and for prostate, don't you know, but also for poinsettia and periwinkle. So old Santa wound up drawing yellow flowers in the snow. It was an extra Christmas treat, the gift of tinkle. Santa's got a tinkle, yeah, Santa's got a tinkle. He's burning like a Yule log, cause he's older than Van Winkle. Jack Frost will be nipping, and the jingle bells will tingle. And there's nothing merry about this ride when Santa's got.
That was The Joy of Christmas by Steve Briggs. That was sent my way this week as well. Thank you so much, Steve, for sending me your holiday tunes this week. I had a lot of fun going through and listening to them. I saved a few more of them for next year as well. I wish I had more time to play all of the Christmas tunes that are sent my way. But it's always exciting to be able to go back and revisit them in future years as well. I did want to let you know, as promised, I'm going to be kind of squeezing in these different breaks shows that are going on each weekend, or this weekend, I should say, at each venue is what I meant to say. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the Purple Onion and what they've got going on here throughout the end of the year. They've got tomorrow Autumnwood with a holiday special show. So, again, that's $10 tomorrow, 8 p.m., and on Thursday, December 27th. Oh, no, excuse me. A week from Saturday, the 27th, Tina and her pony will be there starting at 8 p.m. That's a $10 show. And I'll tell you more about that next week. But for all of their shows, to purchase tickets, get more information, look at their menu, all that good stuff, you can go to purpleonionsaluda.com. I'm going to take a quick break here, and when I get back, I've got more holiday tunes to share with you, along with shows to tell you about, so stay tuned in. I'll be right back. Looking for a unique dining and music experience that's just a short drive down the mountain? Then check out the Purple Onion in historic Saluda. Enjoy the relaxed atmosphere, creative cuisine, and great selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. Unwind with local musicians on Thursdays and Saturday evenings. Visit purpleonionsaluda.com for the upcoming music schedule, lunch and dinner hours, and to book a reservation. The Purple Onion in beautiful downtown Saluda is a proud supporting sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Hey, it's B-Squared, the movie guy from Flat Rock Cinema, inviting you to have your ultimate film viewing experience in our unique Bistro Cinema, located in Flat Rock Square, right between Sharewell Coffee and Blue Ruby Kitchen. We feature first-run movies, quality food, and craft beverages. But did you know we also have live music, improv comedy, and host private events? That's right, Flat Rock Cinema is an experience destination right in your backyard. Learn more, purchase tickets, and contact us at flatrockcinema.com.
J&M Farms invites you to ring in the new year farm style. Kick off the night with a DJ from 6 to 8, then keep the party rolling with live music from Kristen Tool and the Tool Shed straight through to midnight-ish. Enjoy delicious food specials, a full bar, and a champagne toast when the clock strikes 12. It's the perfect way to celebrate. Make your New Year's Eve plans now, and let's welcome 2026 together. No reservations required. J&M Farms, 3016 Chimney Rock Road, proud sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Hey Hendersonville, it's Joe from Ocklawaha Brewing, right here in beautiful downtown Hendo. In addition to our award-winning beers, we've now got a full bar, and there's always something happening here. From live music nearly every night to trivia on Tuesdays, karaoke, and big shows on the weekends. The Waha Tap Room is always buzzing with energy, and there's a seat waiting for you. We're your community hub, so please drop by and enjoy a pint with some amazing tunes. Did I mention that we now have a full bar? Hope to see you down at Ocklawaha. Cheers.
Come check out all Octopus Garden has to offer. Octopus Garden is one of the area's original smoke shops and for years has been voted best head shop by the Mountain Express. The Octopus Garden has the largest selection in the Carolinas of over 30 glassblowers, including out-of-state artists, salt, and banjo pieces. Octopus Gardens has an infinite stock of incense, CDB, top-quality candles, premium cigars, hookahs, and much more. Come get your party supplies at any Octopus Garden in Asheville, Weaverville, Hendersonville, and Brevard.
Welcome back to Local Artist Showcase. Up next, I have an original tune by Gary Pitillo. But before I jump into that, I did want to let you know about another one of our sponsors and their shows that they've got going on this weekend. If you have not been into Ocklawaha yet this holiday season, you need to go by and visit them, and this weekend will be a great time to do it because they truly have gone all out over there decorating for Christmas. I played there just a couple weeks ago, and I was very impressed by how festive they've gotten over there. So it's a lot of fun. I would go check it out simply just for the festiveness of the place. But also, Ocklawaha has a full bar as a reminder. So if you want something other than, if you're not a beer drinker, I'm not a beer drinker, so I get it. They've got a full bar so you can get a cocktail over there. I'm sure they've got some seasonal cocktails that they can whip up for you to get you in the mood. They've got ciders, they've got wine, they've got everything you would want over there. And typically on the weekend, they'll have like some sort of pop-up food shop. If they don't have that, they'll have usually pizza by the slice available as well. So it's the perfect place to bring your family for just a really festive bar setting. And this weekend they have tonight, Kayla McKinney is going to be there from 8 to 11, tonight being Friday the 19th. Tomorrow, Saturday the 20th, they have Felonious Monks there from 8 to 11 p.m. And on Sunday afternoon, they have their very popular annual luau Christmas party with Pleasure Chest. That'll be from 3 until 6 p.m. That luau Christmas party, it always seems to be a big deal each year. I've never had the pleasure of going to it because I'm usually gigging or working, but it's always seems like it's a lot of fun. And they even, I think, said recently that it's one of their favorite holiday events that they put on. So that would be a great time to go and visit them, as would tonight or tomorrow night. I'm going to go ahead and let Gary Pitillo here take over and play some tunes for you. After that, Johanna's going to be playing one of his original songs, Wishes. This next one, though, by Gary Pitillo is called Some Christmas Snow.
It's Christmas by candlelight. Everyone's asleep, it's a silent night. Kids are all snuggled in bed with visions of toys dancing in their heads. And they got nowhere to go. And they want some Christmas snow. It's Christmas, and I love the sounds of people buying gifts and hustling around. It's Christmas, and I love the smells of goodies baking that I know so well. And I got nowhere to go. And I want some Christmas snow. It's time to celebrate the birth of our Christ. For us he paid the ultimate price. Christmas will soon be gone, but the memories we make linger on and on. Come and cuddle by the fire and whisper in my ear what you desire. Christmas from us to you. We hope you find some joy in all you do. And if you you've got nowhere to go. You should wish for some Christmas snow. It's getting close to Christmas, there's wood smoke in the air. I'm thinking about you, baby, you know I wish I didn't care. Got the tree down from the attic, I'll put it up some night. Got a box of broken ornaments and a string of working lights. Christmas time is coming, they're playing carols at the mall. I finished all my shopping, taking care of one and all. I wrapped the gifts I got you, I put them by the tree. Return them after New Year's if you're not here with me. You said you needed space, but you put up a wall. Now Christmas is a time of year to open up your heart. My New Year's resolution is to make a brand new start. Christmas time is coming, they're playing carols at the mall. Finished all my shopping, taking care of one and all. I wrapped the gifts I got you, I put them by the tree. Return them after New Year if you're not here with me. Christmas time is coming, they're playing carols at the mall. I've finished all my shopping, I'm taking care of one.
That was Johanna with his song Wishes. I want to let you know about some shows going on at another one of our sponsors here before I take our next break. J&M Farms, another super festive spot for you to go and check out. And I have actually was at J&M Farms twice this month. I had the pleasure of being out there performing. Both times were so much fun. They are out off of Chimney Rock Road, kind of across the way from Granddad's Apples, out that direction. And they have pretty much anything you could want, really and truly. They've got non-alcoholic beverages, including like special drinks, you know, more than just sodas. They've got a full bar, so you can get cocktails, you can get beer, you can get wine. They carry a lot of our local beers and wines. They've got their own ciders along with other local cideries. They've got tons of different food options. Their food truck is amazing. Sissy's food truck is absolutely delicious. They've got baked goods for sale. They've got ice cream if you're just like me and you can eat ice cream no matter how cold it is outside or what the season. They've got ice cream. They've got plenty of produce. I think they still have produce out. It is the wintertime, so don't hold me quite to that. But they've got jams and jellies and canned goods. They've got even a couple of little, like, knick-knack type items. So if you're still needing some stocking stuffers, I've noticed they even have that type of stuff over there for sale, I believe, still. So they've kind of got a little bit of everything. And they almost always have something going on in addition to their music. They do different classes and just different, like, fun things to bring your family to over the weekend. So go and check it out. Go to their website and see what all they've got going on over there. But I'll tell you what they've got going on music-wise. Tonight, Geriatric Jukebox, they are already performing as you're listening to this on Friday. They'll be there until 7 p.m., though, so you still have plenty of time to get over there and catch the rest of their set. Tomorrow, Saturday, they have... I'm not seeing it posted, so go onto their website to check out what they've got going on Saturday. I am seeing on Sunday, though, Craig St. John is going to be there from 2 until 5. Like I said, go onto their Facebook page or website to double-check any of those or see what's going on Saturday. I'm sure they've probably got stuff going on. I'm just not seeing it posted on Facebook at the point of this being recorded. A little... spoiler for you, this week's show is being pre-recorded because as I speak here on Friday, I am currently getting ready at Trailside Brewing to perform there tonight, which is my little shameless plug. If you would like to come out and see me this evening, you've got plenty of other great options in town, but if you would like to come on out and hear Andrew Thelston and I, we'll be at Trailside Brewing tonight from 6 till 9. I'm going to take another quick break here and I will be right back. I've got plenty more Christmas tunes to share with you, along with some shows to tell you about that's going on in town this weekend. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Come check out all Octopus Garden has to offer. Octopus Garden is one of the area's original smoke shops and for years has been voted best head shop by the Mountain Express. The Octopus Garden has the largest selection in the Carolinas of over 30 glassblowers, including out-of-state artists, salt, and banjo pieces. Octopus Gardens has an infinite stock of incense, CDB, top-quality candles, premium cigars, bars, hookahs, and much more. Come get your party supplies at any Octopus Garden in Asheville, Weaverville, Hendersonville, and Brevard.
Hey Hendersonville, it's Joe from Ocklawaha Brewing, right here in beautiful downtown Hendo. In addition to our award-winning beers, we've now got a full bar, and there's always something happening here. From live music nearly every night to trivia on Tuesdays, karaoke, and big shows on the weekends. The Waha Tap Room is always buzzing with energy, and there's a seat waiting for you. We're your community hub, so please drop by and enjoy a pint with some amazing tunes. Did I mention that we now have a full bar? Hope to see you down at Ocklawaha. Cheers.
J&M Farms invites you to ring in the new year farm style. Kick off the night with a DJ from 6 to 8, then keep the party rolling with live music from Kristen Tool and the Tool Shed straight through to midnight-ish. Enjoy delicious food specials, a full bar, and a champagne toast when the clock strikes 12. It's the perfect way to celebrate. Make your New Year's Eve plans now, and let's welcome 2026 together. No reservations required. J&M Farms, 3016 Chimney Rock Road, proud sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Show.
Hey, it's B Squared, the movie guy from Flat Rock Cinema, inviting you to have your ultimate film viewing experience in our unique Bistro Cinema, located in Flat Rock Square, right between Sharewell Coffee and Blue Ruby Kitchen. We feature first-run movies, quality food, and craft beverages. But did you know we also have live music, improv comedy, and host private events? That's right, Flat Rock Cinema is an experience destination right in your backyard. Learn more, purchase tickets, and contact us at flatrockcinema.com.
Looking for a unique dining and music experience that's just a short drive down the mountain? Then check out the Purple Onion in historic Saluda. Enjoy the relaxed atmosphere, creative cuisine, and great selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. Unwind with local musicians on Thursdays and Saturday evenings. Visit purpleonionsaluda.com for the upcoming music schedule, lunch and dinner hours, and to book a reservation. The Purple Onion in beautiful downtown Saluda is a proud supporting sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase. Welcome back to the second half of Local Artist Showcase. Up next, I have Angela Easterling, who I'm excited to be playing again on the show. She has two more gigs left for this year, and they are both this weekend. So if you want to see her before the year is up, you need to go ahead and make your plans. tonight, if you are wanting to make the trip down to Spindale, she will be at Barley's Tap Room, a very cool spot down there. She'll be there from 6:30 till 9:30 tonight. She still have plenty of time to get in the car, get down there, and see her show. And then on Saturday, the 20th, she'll be at the North Carolina Arboretum for Winter Lights from 6 to 9. Another really cool activity locally. If you're looking for something, it's cool for both kids and adults alike, to be totally honest with you. I've seen it a couple years. It's been a couple years since I've seen it, and I've heard it's just gotten bigger and better in the last few years. But there were many years in a row where I was going every year to go see it. And it's just such a beautiful presentation that they put on over there. Very well run. If memory serves, they have kiosks set up around the park for you to be able to pick up a sweet treat or a hot drink and walk around. Really fun for kids to go out and see. Fun for adults as well. Great date night option. And inside the, I believe this is where they still have it, where the parking lot is. I can't remember what they call that building, but that's where it was whenever I used to perform out there, kind of close to the parking lot. There's the building where the gift shop and stuff is. That's where they keep the music. I think that's still the case. And yeah, it would be a great, Saturday would be a great time to go see those lights, because Angela Easterling will be there as well, playing lots of tunes, I'm assuming lots of Christmas tunes, and potentially even this one that you're about to hear. This is her original tune, Party Round My Favorite Tree.
Grab that gift and shake it. Can you guess what's inside? The lights are twinkling like the stars reflecting on the snow tonight. Eyes are shining, smiles are bright, and the kids are filled with glee. Bells go jingle, jangle, ring-a-ling-a-ling. There's a party around my favorite tree.
Surfing on Christmas Day, loaded up his surfboard in the back of the sleigh. First stop was Rincon, then Wahine Bay. We didn't get our presents till the very next day. Surfing Santa, oh, Surfing Santa. Well, Santa's on top of the world. He's shooting the curl with a surfer girl. Santa broke hearts all over the world. So many sad boys and girls. Next year we'll use Amazon Prime to get our presents right on time. Surfing Santa, Surfing Santa,
free returns.
Well, Santa was on top of the world. He was shooting the curl with a surfer girl. Mrs. Claus would have none of this. You could say she was really unhappy. Surfer girl dumped Santa for some other guy. All the reindeer refused to fly. Surfing Santa, Surfing Santa, cause Santa's on top of the world, shooting the curve with the surfer girl. Now, safely back at the North Pole, Santa has 364 days to reflect on what he's done wrong. He made a vow to never again let the children down, even if he did have so much fun. Yet every once in a while, when no one's around, with a twinkle in his eye and wrinkled up toes, he thinks about Surfer Girl and Hanging Ten. Boy, he sure would like to do it again. Yeah, let's do it again.
Never again.
Santa's on top of the world. He's back at the pole for all the boys and girls. Surfing Santa, Surfing Santa. Santa's on top of the world. Back at the pole for all the boys and girls.
That was Surfin' Santa by Brian Scott. I did want to touch on Flat Rock Cinema because I've given love to all of our other sponsors, so I wanted to just touch on them real quick. They don't have any live music, or the Magnolia Concert Series, I should say, doesn't have any more shows for the rest of the year. However, Asheville Junction will be there on January 14th. That is a great band. I've played some of their songs here on Local Artist Showcase before, and so if you're looking for a great show that you want to be looking forward to here after the holiday seasons, before that winter blues kind of hits and the post-holiday depression kind of sets in, go ahead and get some tickets to see Asheville Junction. Also, if you're like me, and I will say I've been very good this year and I've gotten pretty much all with the exception of one gift that I still need to get for somebody, I've gotten all my Christmas shopping done early, but if you're like me and you have a tendency to leave things to the last minute, might I suggest getting gift cards to any of our sponsors. But if you've got a music lover in your life or a movie lover in your life, Flatwork Cinema would be a great option for that and something you can pick up last minute. So they've got a lot of great shows coming up here over the next several months into the winter and spring. So go check it out at flatrockcinema.com and purchase your tickets there. I'm going to take another quick break. When I get back, I've got some more shows to tell you about, a couple more songs to squeeze in. The rest of the songs for the show will be covers, and then we'll wrap things up. So stay tuned in. I'll be right back.
Hey, it's B Squared, the movie guy from Flat Rock Cinema, inviting you to have your ultimate film viewing experience in our unique Bistro Cinema, located in Flat Rock Square, right between Sharewell Coffee and Blue Ruby Kitchen. We feature first-run movies, quality food, and craft beverages. But did you know we also have live music, improv comedy, and host private events? That's right. Flat Rock Cinema is an experience destination right in your backyard. Learn more, purchase tickets, and contact us at flatrockcinema.com.
Looking for a unique dining and music experience that's just a short drive down the mountain? Then check out the Purple Onion in historic Saluda. Enjoy the relaxed atmosphere, creative cuisine, and great selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. Unwind with local musicians on Thursdays and Saturday evenings. Visit purpleonionsaluda.com for the upcoming music schedule, lunch and dinner hours, and to book a reservation. The Purple Onion in beautiful downtown Saluda is a proud supporting sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Check out all Octopus Garden has to offer. Octopus Garden is one of the area's original smoke shops and for years has been voted best head shop by the Mountain Express. The Octopus Garden has the largest selection in the Carolinas of over 30 glass blowers, including out-of-state artists, salt, and banjo pieces. Octopus Gardens has an infinite stock of incense, CDB, top-quality candles, premium cigars, hookahs, and much more. Come get your party supplies at any Octopus Garden in Asheville, Weaverville, Hendersonville, and Brevard.
Hey Hendersonville, it's Joe from Ocklawaha Brewing, right here in beautiful downtown Hendo. In addition to our award-winning beers, we've now got a full bar, and there's always something happening here. From live music nearly every night to trivia on Tuesdays, karaoke, and big shows on the weekends. The Waha Tap Room is always buzzing with energy, and there's a seat waiting for you. We're your community hub, so please drop by and enjoy a pint with some amazing tunes. Did I mention that we now have a full bar? Hope to see you down at Ocklawaha. Cheers.
J&M Farms invites you to ring in the new year farm style. Kick off the night with a DJ from 6 to 8, then keep the party rolling with live music from Kristen Tool and the Tool Shed straight through to midnight-ish. Enjoy delicious food specials, a full bar, and a champagne toast when the clock strikes 12. It's the perfect way to celebrate. Make your New Year's Eve plans now, and let's welcome 2026 together. No reservations required. J&M Farms, 3016 Chimney Rock Road, proud sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Show. Showcase.
Welcome to the last segment of Local Artist Showcase. Thank you so much for staying tuned in here with me, and I hope you've been enjoying all of these holiday tunes. I've got a couple more for you here in just a few minutes, but first I wanted to tell you about a couple of shows going on this weekend, not at any of our sponsors, but just ones that look particularly out of the ordinary or ones that I think maybe would be good to let you know about. I give that sort of disclaimer because there are so many shows going on this weekend. Go to any brewery, vineyard, or bar in town. Chances are you will see live music going on there this weekend. But here's a couple of maybe holiday-themed shows that I want to make sure you're aware of. Going on at Point Lookout Vineyards, they've got their Ugly Sweater Contest going on tonight, and the Showboat Band will be there performing. That is from 6 to 9. Of course, that's tonight, Friday the 19th. Also, here's a lineup you don't see super often. Over at Southern Appalachian Brewery, Ellen, Howie, and Woody will be out there from 7 till 9. All great longtime local musicians here in the area. That would be a great show to go catch. Wag World Pub and Prideful Pups Park, that's out kind of near the Fletcher area. They have their Ugly Sweater Contest and a five-year anniversary party, which seems crazy to even believe. They've got live music by Jacob Donham, or Donham maybe, from 6 to 9 p.m. The event starts at 4 o'clock, though, or did start at 4 o'clock today. So, head on over there and see them and wish them a happy 5 years and make sure you wear your ugly sweater. I will also say with Wag World, especially because I've seen they've been putting out some more posts lately about this, you need to make sure your dog is registered before you go if you've never been there before and you plan on bringing your pup. They're going to want to make sure your dog is up to date on certain vaccines and that good stuff. So that's for all the dogs and humans to some extent, safety. So make sure before you go, you go online, make sure you've got what you need to have all together. If you're just a human that loves dogs and you want to go to a venue that's guaranteed to have lots of pups for you to pet and see, you're welcome just to show up. But if you're bringing a dog with you and it's the first time you've been out there, make sure you go online and you have everything set up that you need to have. On Saturday, here's a couple of shows I want to tell you about. At Bold Rock Hard Cider, they've got their Christmas Jam featuring live music from Myron Hyman. That'll be from noon until 3, and then the Showboat Band from 6 until 9 p.m. Go on to Bold Rock's Facebook page for more information. I'm assuming this is a Christmas jam. They might have other stuff going on as well. Also going on this weekend, the Old Home Place has their Christmas party on Saturday with Misty Mountain. They are country music and dancing type of music. That'll be from 7 till 10 p.m. There is a cover charge, so go on to the Old Home Place's Facebook page to learn a bit more about that. And tomorrow, Saturday, Trailside Brewing has their Ugly Christmas Sweater Party with live music from Steve Weems and the Caribbean Cowboys, or as they've been dubbing themselves for this show, Steve Weems and the Carolers. They'll be there from 6 until 9 p.m. Make sure you wear your ugly sweater. You're going to get a lot of use out of that ugly sweater this weekend. We're making sure of it here at the breweries. Moving on till Sunday. Of course, all weekend long, there's going to be the Flat Rock Playhouse Christmas show going on at Flat Rock Playhouse. If there's still tickets available, you can go onto their website to see. At Packer's Place, they've got Industrial Coffee Pot Jazz Trio there for a Christmas show. That'll be from 1 to 4. So if you're looking for some more jazzy, laid-back Christmas tunes, head over to Packer's Place on Sunday at 1. Also, at Sideways Farm and Brewery, they've got their Christmas Makers Market with live music by McIntosh and the Lionhearts. That'll be from, I'm assuming the music's not going on from noon until 6. That's just when the event is going on. They will be there at some point, probably during that time, but I would be very impressed if they were there for all, whatever that would be, 6 or 7 hours of that. So that is it for my honorable mentions here. I'm going to go ahead and get into our next song for today's show. This is a Joni Mitchell cover by Dulce. This is called River. Hello, and thank you for streaming Local Artist Showcase here on WTZQ.com. Unfortunately, we cannot post any covers on our website due to licensing restrictions, so we will now be skipping ahead to the next section. If you'd like to hear future Local Artist Showcases in their entirety, remember you can always hear the full show when it airs live every Friday evening at 5 or Saturday at noon. Thanks again for tuning in. Now, on to the next segment. Finishing out the show, that was Blake Ellich with Santa Claus is Coming to Town. And that is going to wrap things up here. Before that, by the way, again, was Dulce with her cover of River, originally by Joni Mitchell. If you want to see me this weekend, I've got two shows, one of which I am getting ready to play as we speak down at Trailside Brewing. That is with Andrew Thelston. I'll be there tonight, Friday the 19th, from 6 until 9 p.m. And if you want to catch us tomorrow, Andrew Thelston and I will be at Blue Ridge Beer Garden from 4 until 7 p.m., and that's actually also during a Safe Light fundraising event that they've got going on over there. But it's open to the public. Anybody can stop by and visit us during that. It's just an extra event that will be going on over there. Safe Light's a great organization here in town, partners here with us at the Q, and they help survivors of domestic violence. So it's a great cause to support, especially around this time of year. So if you want to come out, listen to some great music, and I'm sure they'll have a great food truck out there as well. They always do. And some great brews. We'd love to see you. That'll be tomorrow from 4 to 7. And both tonight and tomorrow, Andrew and I are going to be mixing in Christmas tunes with our normal set. So it'll be fun and festive, and we would love to see you. And they're actually my last two shows before Christmas. So this is the last time to catch me doing some Christmas tunes before the holiday. I would love to see you guys out there at one of those. Also want to say a huge thank you to our show sponsors, Ocklawaha Brewing Company, Octopus Garden Smoke Shops, The Purple Onion in Saluda, Flat Rock Cinema, home of the Magnolia Concert Series, and J&M Farms. As always, you can tune into the show every Friday at 5 or Saturday at noon when the show re-airs, or you can stream it at your convenience throughout the week by visiting WTZQ.com. This is especially nifty week to be able to do that if you want to go back and put on some of these Christmas tunes while you are doing festive things or have family in the house and you want to support local artists and listen to their music. Remember, you can always go re-listen to the show and listen to these songs again at WTZQ.com. Just click on the Programs tab, click on Local Artist Showcase, and you'll find the link down towards the bottom of the page. If you are an artist or a venue and you want to help me help you and keep me up to date on what you got going on, send me an email at 1600@WTZQ.com. Let me know what shows you've got coming up. And musicians, make sure you also include any MP3 or WAV files of your music, along with if you've got something particularly big coming up, like an album release or a single release, let me know about that as well. And I want to be able to help you. So send me an email, 1600@WTZQ.com, to be considered. That's it for me. I hope you have a great rest of your evening. I will see you tomorrow on the run. But if you don't catch me before then, I hope you have a very Merry Christmas. Thank you again to all the local musicians that sent in Christmas and holiday tunes to play. This has been so much fun to kind of switch up the show a little bit these last few weeks and play all these new tunes. So I appreciate it. Hope you have a great rest of your night. Get out there, see some live music, and I will see you Monday on the run and next Friday on Local Artist Showcase. Bye, y'all. Stay tuned.
And listen local.